Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 3. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you're doing well. As you can see by the title, I'm float fishing and I'm float fishing for carp, and I just absolutely love catching carp off the float rod. I am buzzing for this one. It's Friday morning, going fishing after work, and I just can't contain myself, and I just had to start the podcast early. Looking back at my podcast, looks like the last time I went float fishing was September last year, and since then I've been gagging to go. And lately it's just felt so right. Fish are clearly on the feed now, so I'm liking my chances a lot. My plan today is to fish the complex, two of the lakes, maybe Atkins and Towers most likely. To be honest with you, I'm going to head straight to Atkins Lake and fish off that spot where I've had all the carp from, off that tree where I've been fishing with Alex. I want to go there, give that a go. And do you know what the beauty thing is about float fishing? It's because you're fishing so light, you know, and you move around a lot. If I bait up down there and I don't catch something in the first 15-20 minutes, I'll move off it, go to another spot and come back there a bit later on, and fingers crossed they've moved on the spot. That's the beauty of it. If you've not listened to my podcast also last year on float fishing, go back and listen to them. Definitely, I highly recommend them. And quickly, I'll just tell you my setup. It's nice and simple. It's nice and stealthy. It's as stealthy as the bushwhacker. Literally, all it consists of is my extractor rod, one float, one shot, one hook, and that is it. Job done. It is so stealthy. It really is. Literally, you're just dropping it on their head. If they're there, they're taking it 110%. Because I can't stress how much of a good technique this is. It really is. Honestly, it's put upper 20s on the bank for me. Manor Farm, go and listen to that podcast. Manor Farm, I go float fishing. That wasn't the first time I've done float fishing on that complex of lakes there. I've been there a few times now, float fished it every time and had 20s every time I've gone, honestly. This technique, thanks to Alan, he showed me this a good few moons ago now. So thank you so much, Alan, for showing me this technique. Absolutely love it. So I'm absolutely buzzing for this one. Quick look at the weather. It's definitely overcast today. Can't see it being an issue, to be honest with you. It's going to be about 8-9 degrees by the time I get there. 16% chance of rain in the area. Not too bothered about that, as long as it's not tipping it down, because I've got a hood I can always put up. That's what it's there for. So I had to start this really early now because I'm absolutely buzzing for it. Needed to get the excitement out of my system. So I'm going to leave this one here and I shall see you guys bankside. Well, I'm here. Sun is out. Just soaking my net and mat while I look over Atkins Lake. And there is only one person on it, which is absolutely fantastic. And they're not in the swim. They're not in the swim I'm going to go in as well, first of all, which is absolutely fantastic. And obviously there's no one fishing opposite that swim because it's still closed off. So that's absolutely fantastic. So Towers Lake, there was no one fishing out as I walked past it. In fact, there's no one on Nando's Lake. And I think there's like two people on Legends Lake at the moment. So there's hardly anyone here, but you know, it is Friday. People will no doubt turn up and start fishing the weekend, but I can't see them really coming on Atkins and Towers Lake, if I'm brutally honest with you. So yeah, oh, the sun is out. I think I just said that. It's really bright now. It's actually quite warm. I've only got a jumper on, which is absolutely fantastic. So hopefully that's going to, you know, it's been quite warm today after the cold weather this morning. So hopefully it's going to, you know, bring them on the feed still, which would be absolutely fantastic. So I am absolutely buzzing for this one. I just can't wait to get it out. So first of all, what I'm gonna do now is wait for this to get done in here, and then I'm gonna take a walk straight down to the spot. Try and get one out of there. So fingers crossed, and I shall update you in a little bit. 15 minutes in and nothing yet. A few little knocks on the float, but that's probably just little fish down there, just like maybe tugging the worm or something, or hitting the line, but
nothing as of yet. To the left of me, there's also another, like, there's a tree stump, and that's also a good spot. I had a few carp from that last year on the float rod. So I have chucked some pellet just down there as well. So I'll probably give this spot another 10 minutes and then try that spot. And as I said earlier, I'll just move round. I'll give this spot a bit longer than normal, I reckon. But then from there on, like 15 minutes in a spot and then move, because I can always come back, as I said. Then sometimes they move back, or they might move on the spot while I'm not there. We just try and drop it on the head. We just obviously will mentally remember the depth of it. So we should be able to nail it like that. Yeah, so nothing yet, but there's still time. There you go, 15:47. Just put a mirror cart back on that spot. Wow, about £10, 10, £11 maybe, something like that. Oh wow, I'm absolutely buzzing. There's something magical about watching a float. It really is. And like, because you're fishing on like a lighter setup, it's just a buzz playing the fish. Absolutely amazing. I am completely buzzing now. Yes. Right, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to drop some bait back on that stump again, to the left. I'm going to drop some bait on that tree to the right. I'm just going to move down to another spot and then come back here again and see if they move back in, because I've made blatantly a bit of disturbance playing that carp then. So I'm buzzing. Well, I'm really gutted. I don't know what to say. I've actually got to end my session. My bloody landing net's just broke. I can't believe it. Literally, I've just put, like, packing it up to move along, and it's just snapped. Where it screws into the landing net thing at the top. I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it. I'm well annoyed. I actually have another net in the car, but I don't have another pole in the car. This is so frustrating. I can't believe this. Absolutely gutted. So this is going to be like my shortest podcast ever. Oh my word. At least it didn't snap when I was trying to land it. I can't believe it. Honestly, I can't believe it. Right, I do apologise. Got to end this one here. Thank you so much for listening to this super short podcast. At least I managed to put one on the bank. And I shall speak to you guys in my next one. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. It's not the end of the podcast, everyone. It's not the end of the podcast. I've managed to jig a few things around, and I'm going back tomorrow. Yes. See you bankside. Well, I'm here, Saturday morning, 9:45. Just soaking my net and mat again. Looking down on Atkins Lake. And there's actually a gentleman in my swim. In my swim, definitely gutted about that. I wanted to start there again. That's what happens, obviously, when it's the weekend. You're obviously going to get more anglers down here, which is unfortunate. Looks like there is another angler on there. There's two anglers on this lake. So what I'm going to do, I am going to start on Atkins Lake and move around. I've probably got about a couple of hours, in all fairness, definitely today. So we got a bit of time. So I think we go with the principle of, like, say, like, maybe like 15 minutes, 20 minutes in each swim, and see what happens. So what side to start on from? Wind's blowing in my face. Obviously it's going to be marginal. So I guess we just get them out there, just move around and see what we can do. Yeah, I think that's going to do that. Sorry, thinking in my head, the plan of action. So that's the plan of action. They're starting Atkins Lake. They spend 15, 20 minutes in each swim, and see what we can do. So let's crack on. Well, I'm in my first swim now. The time is 10 o'clock. So let's stay here for about 15, 20 minutes and see what happens. There's a bit of a snag in front of me. So if I do hook up, I've got to be well on it, which I will be, obviously, because I'm on my float rod. I have had carp in this swim last year on this spot as well. Not as prolific as the other spot, but still all the same. So let's see what happens. Fingers crossed. Right, nothing going on that spot there. So I literally just moved to the left-hand side of that swim because there's a nice overhanging, like, bush that's coming over the water. I'm going to get 15 minutes here, but what you can obviously hear in the background is there's a work party going on today. And I think there's been a bit of movement up this bank. So literally, once I've done like 15 minutes on the left-hand side here, I'm going to move over to the other side of the lake, and hopefully there's been no disturbance on that side of the bank, because people walking up and down here, it's only going to like scare the fish away, definitely, especially the bigger ones. So I'm going to try and go on the quieter side of the road or the bank, give it a go over there. Quite tempted to move all the way down to Towers Lake to Innes River now, because there's no work party down there. I think that might be the better move. So I'm going to try on the other side in a minute, well, in about 15 minutes, give it a go over there, and then definitely consider moving to Towers Lake. That's the plan. Right, nothing there at all. Had a couple of little like knocky things, but I suspect that's probably smaller fish, just maybe like hitting into the line or just, you know, picking up the big lobworm maybe. So I've come on the other side of the bank. I think I am going to only do like 15 minutes here and move off here. As you can probably hear in the background there, like banging posts in and stuff like that. It's just not great. I'm not saying I wouldn't catch on here, but I just think it's going to spook off the bigger carp, and that's what ideally I'd like to catch, if I'm honest with you. Obviously, I'm going to be well happy with a smaller carp, with anything really. But always got my big carp in the back of me that I'd love to catch one. So yeah, I think I'm going to do it 15 minutes here, and then I'm going to move round onto Towers Lake, give it a go over there. But I'll update you guys in a bit. Right, I'm going to move definitely over to Towers Lake. I did stay in the swim for probably about 20 minutes. Kept getting little knocks. It's definitely little fish. I lost the worm one time. That's probably a perch or something. Took it straight off. But it's definitely getting like little tugs. They're definitely not carp. It's definitely not carp taking it, but it's like moving now out there. It's like little tugs and stuff, like little knocks and stuff. It's probably just little fish. Well, it will be little fish down there just like tugging at the worm. So I think I'm going to move. There's definitely, doesn't seem to be any carp swimming around that area there, and I want to almost land it on its head and catch it. So I'm going to move down to Towers Lake, get my names all muddled up. Moving up to Towers Lake and see if we can pull one out of there, fingers crossed. Right, I'm just looking over at Towers Lake, and there's still only that one guy on it, which is like 2-3 swims away from the one I want to go in. So what I'm going to do is drop. So where I was fishing the other day with my left and right hand rod, I was getting all them runs. I can't go to the one to the left, because that'd be quite near that guy there, so that'd be a bit out of order. So I'm going to fish where I put my right hand rod and just drop it on that spot there, because that's literally in the swim opposite, like I said in the other podcast, and I can literally just drop it on its head. So we're going to do that, give it a go, and just move around this lake, and hopefully we get a carp out, fingers crossed. Right, it's 4 minutes past 11. I'm in that swim. It's really shallow, shallower than I thought it was. It really is, probably only about 3 foot. I've been catching the carp from that, it's crazy. So I put a couple of handfuls of pellet over, lobworm, and I'll probably give this swim about 20 minutes, I reckon, because I know it does produce carp. So that's the plan. So let's see what happens. Right, I've moved swims halfway down the lake now. Same side. The wind is blowing like towards this end of the lake, so I'm going to start working my way this way. But those work party guys are now down this other end as well. It's so frustrating. Hopefully you can hear me, because I'm whispering but I'm really talking into the mic. So I'm not too sure what I'm going to do. So I really wanted to go down the bottom end, but there might have been a bit of disturbance there. So we will see though. We will see. I really got to get one out. I really want one badly. Well, I just had a carp, mirror carp, well chuffed, absolutely buzzing. I knew it had to happen on this lake, gave me a great fight as well. I let him take a lot of lines to like tire him out a bit. I'm going to move swims now, because there was a lot of disturbance in this swim here. So I'm going to move down a few, like two or three swims past those guys or whatever it may be, and see if we can get one from there, fingers crossed. Right, I've moved down again, so right near the bottom of the lake now. The last two swims at the side to the bottom of the lake. So I'll give this swim another 15 minutes. Then I move to the one right next to it, and that will pretty much, that is in the corner. But I won't be able to cast in the corner there from the distance it is from the swim to the corner. It's a shame, because I've had carp from there. But I should be able to, is that swim closed off? I should be able to get down the bottom swim, right on the end swim. That's quite a good swim in the past. So let's see if I have enough time for that. But fingers crossed we can get one more out. Right, well, the next one, just fishing off the tip of the boards here. Nothing at all in that swim we were just in, unfortunately. We are working our way around. It looks like that end swim, is it blocked off? I think it might be blocked off. I might have to go all the way around the other side maybe next. I don't know, we'll see. We will see. Well, one thing's for sure today is being absolutely no carp shows whatsoever. Which is making it difficult to see where they are in the lake. Very difficult. But I feel like I'm doing the right thing. Spending like 15 minutes in a swim, working my way around. In hindsight, maybe I should go back to the one I had that fish out of. You know, are they in that vicinity there? But am I now moving slowly away from them? Quite possibly. I really fancy a bite down here, but I guess time will tell. Yeah. Okay, well, we shall carry on. Right, nothing in this swim yet. That end swim that I was talking about is blocked off. I can see it a lot clearer now, so it is blocked off, so that is a no-go. So I'm in the furthest swim I can get to this end of the lake. The gentleman that was fishing the top end opposite that end swim where I'm just talking about now is how he has gone. So I'm tempted to jump in there because I've had carp in that swim like last year. So it is, I know it's a good swim as well. So I'm tempted to now to move down to the other end of the lake. Even though it kind of feels like it's the wrong thing to do, I just don't know. If it's the wrong thing to do, then why am I doing it? But then I had the fish halfway up the lake from this end. It's like, I don't know. It's just nothing's happening here, and I need to make it happen somehow. What I might do then, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go up, I'm going to drop back in the swim I had the carp from on the same spot, because at the end of the day, I doubt that carp ate all the bait there, so the bait will still be there. At least I'll be fishing back over the bait that, you know, it's been sitting there now probably for about 45 minutes now maybe. So let's go and do that, and then potentially move up to the other swim. But my time is against me, I'm sure it will be, have to go soon. I'm waiting for a phone call basically, and that'll be the end of the session. So I'm not too sure how long left. So let's move up to the other swim where I had the carp from. That's the plan. Well, I'm in this top swim now and absolutely nothing. Don't know what's going on. No fish shows, nothing. Very odd. I do think though, if I had my carp rods out with the SLK, 110% I would have had more fish by now, definitely. But I do love catching carp on the float rod, that is for sure. I'm probably going to pack up soon, because I know I need to go soon. I keep saying that, don't I? But yeah, time is definitely against me now.
Well, I've had the phone call, I need to go. Unfortunately, I only had one carp out today, but that's the way it goes sometimes. That's fishing for you. So I'll leave it here. I thank you so much for listening to it. Really do appreciate your continued support, guys. And I shall see you in my next podcast.
If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.